This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Paul Bunyan, reporting for duty here on the program. I'm a Minnesota voter.
Rush Chairman, damn glad to meet you.
Paul Bunyan. Got my Make America, got my Make America Great hat again. What'd you say, Tom?
That's a good one, Kevin. Rush Chairman, damn glad to meet you.
Don't you remember Animal House? Come on.
Picked up my Animal House reference there.
Yeah. I just didn't connect Paul Bunyan and Animal House. I get it now. I get it. A little slow on the uptake. These guys are always a few steps ahead of me. Welcome to the program. We call What's on Your Mind. Senator Kevin Cramer will be here for the full hour. It's a talk radio town hall meeting. Any and all questions. I see a couple of questions already coming in on polls, Facebook censorship. Whatever it is, get it in here. 800-228-0550 right away. We'll get to it. And Senator Steve Daines will join us, Senator from Montana, running against Steve Bullock there, and a very important race to hold in Montana. And so I encourage all of our listeners in Montana, you know, if you haven't yet done it, get out there and make the case for Steve Daines. We'll talk to him a little later on in the program. Also, Senator Kevin Cramer will be campaigning for Senator Jason Lewis. He's got the bookends, Montana and Minnesota, and he's helping out both. Jason Lewis, of course, had surgery earlier this week and is recovering home, but a little sore, we understand, but needs some help on the campaign trail because he's on the mend. So Senator Cramer will be doing that. Noon tomorrow, Trump headquarters in Moorhead. That's over there off of 10. I always say if you get to the neighborhood of Frying Pan, other side of the road, but you're in the neighborhood, and that's Max Hardware's another one as well. So now you'll be able to find where the Senator Cramer will be at tomorrow at noon. And don't forget the Trump Truck Parade. Is that the official title, Trump Truck Parade?
I think it is, but everything's welcome.
Gathering at 11 tomorrow and traipsing around the countryside around noon, leaving from
the Integrity Windows location, North Fargo, just in the field just to the east of the main plant there. It's kind of where they're going to gather.
There you go.
12th Avenue North, 9.5 Street Northeast, whatever it is, yeah.
Senator Cramer, happy Friday, and welcome back.
It's great to be back. Thanks. Happy Friday to you.
Are you going to put on a Halloween mask, maybe come as a Democrat and scare people about the pandemic or any kind of their usual tricks here in the 11th hour? Any plans for chicanery on Halloween?
Well, not for me. A little bit too easy to see coming, I think. But if fear of the pandemic doesn't do it for you, the big thing today is that four Democrat senators, Tammy Baldwin, Tom Carper, Mark Warner, and Elizabeth Warren are banding together to, quote, get this now. They're admitting to this, fundamentally reform capitalism. Code, I don't have to tell you what that's code for.
Oh,
fundamentally reform capitalism.
Lord, you've got to be kidding me. Who says that out loud?
They announced it. Yeah, well, Democratic senators, kind of like Tina Smith over there in Minnesota, and the governor of Montana, Steve Bullock, who, you know, these are people who want to fundamentally reform our country, and capitalism seems to not work for them anymore for some reason.
Wow. Ryan in traipsing North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Ryan. Are you there, Ryan?
Yes.
Why don't you talk to him, Daniel, while I go to Mark in Castleton here. Hey, Mark, what's next? What's up, brother? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah. How you doing? Listen, I used to work in a polling unit. And what they'll do, they'll come in the room and say, okay, we want to exclude all male voters between the ages of 25 and 35. And we've got enough of those. We've sampled enough of those. Whoever's paying for the survey steers it the way they want it to go. If they don't they don't get the answer, the result that the customer wants, they won't get another survey. That's the way that works. Wear that?
So it's an interesting point. Yeah, no, Mark makes an interesting point about polling. And, of course, the science of polling has gotten very complicated. But when you talk about the sampling, it's always frustrated me that a pollster will say, I'm taking a random sample of the voters in a particular area. But then when the random sample turns out to have too many of a particular type of person, never mind it's representative of the people who live in this area, they change it. So, like, the survey sample doesn't have enough Democrats or not enough women of a certain age. Or
Shakespeare wrote a play, and the public didn't like it, so he changed the name to As You Like It and changed the ending. It's pretty much like that.
Yeah, that's. I think that's a very good point, Mark. You know, with modeling nowadays, Scott, too, what's happening in polling is there's a lot of presumption built in. So, given that it's difficult to, you know, even reach a certain type of a person, and remembering, and this is where, you know, I think it's gotten really difficult. Conservatives are less likely to participate in a poll because, as conservatives, we like to be left alone. You know, mind your own business, in other words. And so you're always going to have an undersampling of conservatives.
Well, it's also not exactly easy to be identified as a Trump voter. You know, I mean.
Well, it isn't, and that is unfortunate. Scott, I know we've had this talk a lot. You're right. Not everybody is willing to be bullied because they support Donald Trump, or for that matter, just conservatives in general, or for that matter, are people of faith. Remember when it used to be noble and you know, meritorious to be a person of faith. Now it's, you know, you're not sure.
Appreciate the call, Mark, very much. Let's go next to Ron in Fergus Falls with a question on polls, too. Go ahead, Ron.
Yes, Senator, I was wondering, you're old enough to remember Jerry Falwell?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay, well, that's
moral
what
majority.
I think is going to play in this election. I don't think this is even going to be close, because I think the moral majority is just sitting out there and they're quiet, but they're voting. I think the president's going to win this thing a lot easier than anybody's giving him credit for.
Well, I do remember the moral majority, and that was a phrase, as you point out, coined by the Reverend Falwell, and it was a movement that helped elect Ronald Reagan at a time when it wasn't as obvious to everybody else as it was to the moral majority. And the thing about that is it empowered the moral majority to not be a quiet moral majority. Nowadays, back to sort of Scott's point, you have the same movement taking place. I completely agree. But the bullying of that moral majority has turned us into a bit of a silent majority. Not all of us. Clearly not people that listen to this show. It's certainly not those who call into it. But there's no question that everything from having yard signs to announcing your vote to wearing a red cap comes with, you know, with a consequence. And not everybody's willing to bear that consequence. But I will say this, I hope we get over that. If Donald Trump wins, you talk about an empowered moral majority, that'll be phenomenal. And then we'll just have to wait and see how the other side responds to that.
And in my view, what they've done here is they've said, look, we're going to put all of our wish list on the Biden train, and he's thought of as a moderate, so he can be kind of the vessel, right, that you know, gets us there. They'll vote for him, but it'll be our package. But I think we're a little smarter than that. And we'll find out in a
while. Well, I think so, too. There's a lot more transparency given. You know, we can complain all we want about social media, and there's a lot of reasons to complain, and certainly about the mainstream press corps. The good news is people don't trust them anymore, and they don't believe them anymore for very good reasons. So it's harder and harder to sort of take the country's temperature, I think.
Jim in Fargo for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Jim.
Yes.
Hi, Jim. Go ahead. You're on with Senator Cramer.
Good morning.
All right. What I wanted to do here, I put something up on Facebook here last week after the information came out about the Biden family and the things that they had done. Well, the first thing that happened was Adam Schiff went on television and said that the whole thing was a Russian plot. So I felt it my responsibility to post what I'm about to read on Facebook, and then I'll tell you what happened afterwards. I said, let me see if I've got this right. The Russians, those evil fiends, got a dead ringer, a guy who is an exact replica of Hunter Biden, and under the influence of something, to take a supposed malfunctioning laptop to a computer repair shop in Delaware for repair. The laptop contained manufactured and bogus information said to prove that Joe Biden sold his position as vice president in order to enrich himself at the expense of the American people. How preposterous. The clone had been so well trained by the evil Russians that he could duplicate Hunter's signature perfectly and undetectable on the repair shop order form at the repair shop. The repair shop owner, who too is in the pocket of the evil Russians, turned the planted laptop hard drive over to the FBI and a copy to Russian agent Rudolph Giuliani. Is there nothing those dastardly evil Russians won't do to ensure the election of Donald Trump? So, I get blocks on Facebook and tell me that this is considered as hate speech and that I cannot put anything up for 17 hours. Now, that's what's going on here, and I think this is totally bogus.
Wow.
And I agree with you, and you're way too smart for them, obviously, which is why they have to silence you. What a tragedy.
What do we do, though? What do we do so that Jim and others don't have to have, you know, their comment, their opinion, censored by big tech? More on that when we come back with Senator Kevin Cramer. What's on your mind?
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com. Back to the phones. Here's Luke from Red Trenchless in Bismarck. Hey, Luke, how do folks know that a sewer or water line might be going bad?
Hey, that's a good question. So a lot of times you can tell if your sewer line is going bad. Your toilets, you know, you'll get a funny smell coming out of there. Your septic tank may be backed up. And that's one key factor in that. Water line, you might lose pressure. You might not have the pressure you used to have. And that's where we come in. We can inspect it, see what's going on down there, and find a solution for it.
Inspect it, then repair or replace before you spend the big bucks.
That's right. Pretty painless to do. You won't have subsurface damage like you would if you were going to come in there and dig up your driveway, dig up your grass, rip up your sprinklers, your private underground utilities. Basically, you dig 2 holes, one at the start, one at the exit. You know, all the stuff in between there, you won't even tell we were there.
Find out more at reddrilling.com with 2 D's, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404, 204-0404.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by PetroServe USA. Prepare to be hungry. Because as soon as I tell you what the specials are today at PetroServe USA, you're going to have a hard time whether, you know, you point your car to Valley City or, you know, West Fargo or Harwood or where exactly you're going. Pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine on special today. And, of course, these specials come with 2 sides. I had lasagna the other day. There was corn and there was mashed potatoes with gravy with lasagna. I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm back at grandma's here for crying out loud. This is fabulous. Two sides and a bun come with every side. So, or there's two sloppy joes and chips. That's in Harwood today. Chicken tenders at West Main Avenue, West Fargo, or beef enchiladas at 12th Avenue North location. A PetroServe USA, great home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. There you go. Before I go back to phones, and a ton of text to get to here as well, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. The numbers, by the way, or you can text Todd or I, 226-8503. That's Todd, and I'm at 367-2054.
Did you say text Todd or I?
Todd or me, Todd or I.
There you go.
You text Todd, you text me.
You text
me.
A little bit of gun so she can teach you some remedial English.
I didn't buzz you yesterday.
I had to buzz you today.
I know.
Okay.
The grammar police around here, right, Senator. Sorry for the interruption. What? I mean, seriously. You know, this Twitter doofus, pardon my French, with his nose ring and hair that looks like he was on Castaway with Tom Hanks, is before the United States Senate. That's a little disrespectful, I'd say. And he's apologizing for nothing over saying that, you know, it's okay for the Ayatollah in Iran to post up, yeah, it's okay to question the Holocaust, but not for the New York Post to say, here is our investigative report on Hunter Biden. This poor gentleman that, you know, puts up a humorous piece about the election on Facebook gets it taken down. I mean, what do you do about that?
So there's a couple of issues, Scott. And one of them is, remember, these are all private companies that, you know, not very long ago were startup companies. And of course, they've been so successful, and we're so addicted to them that they now own the markets that they're in. And so it's hard to get overly prescriptive, I guess, for the government in on one sense. On the other sense, we do have laws against monopolies, but they do enjoy some things, such as they enjoy this what's called 230 liability immunity, and that means they can't be sued for anything that anybody puts on their platforms. That's nonsense. That is a law that was passed decades ago that was relevant at the time to the news media who aren't the editors. They're not the publishers. Their airwaves carry, you know, other people's opinions. And so they're shielded from this immunity of libel and things. Now, newspapers aren't shielded from libel. You can't libel somebody on your newscast, but there are certain appropriate immunities. Well, the problem with whether it's Facebook or Twitter and even Google, if you're picking what can and cannot be on your platform, then you are now an editor. You're now choosing what is truth and what is not truth. You're choosing what somebody can say about some people and not others. Here's the most egregious thing I thought of the day. He could not, that is to say Jack Dorsey with Twitter, could not name a single world leader, including the Ayatollah from Iran, who has been censored by their enforcers. Only Donald Trump. He's the only world leader that can be censored. Not Kim Jong-un, not Vladimir Putin, not Xi Jinping, not the Ayatollah, or any other number of people who put nothing but not just hate speech, but blatant lies about the United States of America. They're welcomed on their platforms. They're allowed to write op-eds in the New York Times, and then the New York Times can put it on Twitter. That's how bad it is. These people do not deserve this 230 immunity. That's the one thing that the government can take away from them, and we have to. As far as I'm concerned, we have to. Beyond that,
What does it take to do it? I mean,
I'm on the law. I'm on the bill to do it. I'm on the bill. I'm actually an original co-sponsor of the first bill to reform it. Remember, the head of the FCC just this last week, Ajit Pai.
I thought that is not a proper place for him to really.
Dick, what's that?
I don't know. That's NSA again.
FCC or Facebook.
Yeah, that's the FBI. That's the FBI checking
Mark
up on us.
Mark Zuckerberg is starting to edit us.
Oh. Exactly right. All right. Tori Westrum, Senator from Minnesota, is on our Newsmaker line. Has a question for you, Senator Kramer. Senator to Senator. Go ahead.
Senator Kramer, Senator Tory Westrom here from Elbow Lake, and Scott, heard you and him talking about the sportsmanship and the way the Democrats are, and you know, we've got a barn burner going on here in CD7, Colin Peterson against Michelle Fischbach, and Kevin, as you know, I ran against Colin 6 years ago, a close race. We didn't win.
I remember.
But I want to talk a little about sportsmanship. When I called to congratulate Colin Peterson that evening after the election results were in, the first thing he did to me is start laughing in my face for about 5 to 10 seconds. And then he went on to lecture me about how he had told his Republican friends in Washington they shouldn't be spending any money against him, and continued laughing. And I just want to let you know and let the voters know that's the kind of sportsmanship he exhibited 6 years ago, a different side of Colin Peterson than I had ever seen.
Wow.
But very interesting when we talk about sportsmanship in this upcoming election, a one-way street.
Yeah, well, one of the things that Colin's suffering from this year that he didn't against you is exactly that point. And the Republican Party and the National Republican Congressional Committee has seemed to have always missed the best opportunities to win that 7th district seat. They play when they shouldn't, and they don't play when they should. And unfortunately, he's had some close races that he could have easily lost. I will tell you this, and thanks for the call, by the way. Thanks for your willingness to step into it, into the fray. I think this time all things are coming together. He's running one too many times. The NRCC is playing in the district. We have a Senate race that's playing statewide, obviously, and the President Trump is playing in a big way in Minnesota. I think all the forces are coming together. I think this is the year that we flip the District 7.
Tim in Bismarck for Senator Kevin Kramer. Go ahead, Tim.
Yes, I called in yesterday and I said the question of where is Hunter Biden should be, where is William Barr? And last night on Tucker Carlson, he apologized in public for saying in the past that 90% of the FBI are good and it's only top 10% are bad, that he thinks it runs much deeper than that and the FBI cannot be trusted, and he wanted to apologize in public for saying that he trusted the FBI.
Do you trust him, Senator?
Yeah. No, I don't. And I've been saying for some time, I think we've been way too generous in our praise for the FBI. Now, I know FBI agents who are good people, really good people, but there are a hell of a lot more of them that aren't good than we thought for a long time, and that have been getting credit for it. And by the way, that's not just the FBI. That's the entire Department of Justice. I think the worst case of the deep state rests right there in the Department of Justice, as well as our other intelligence agencies. And North Dakota is a victim of a lot of it.
Is Bill Barr just keeping his head down till the election's over?
Well, I don't know that he is, but certainly He's got a mess on his hands.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking. Polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results.
Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Americans have a choice Tuesday. They can vote for President Trump or Joe Biden. The contrast between the two candidates really stands out. The Midwest will see the most campaigning Friday from both candidates. Officials arrest a second suspect in the Nice, France church attack Thursday. The AP is reporting a judicial officer, not authorized to be named publicly, said Friday the second suspect is a 47-year-old man believed to have been in contact with the attacker the night before the incident. There's more to the full moon Halloween. USA Radio News, Val Dior has more.
The blue moon on October 31st will be the first full moon on Halloween in 76 years. According to info from NASA Earth and the Old Farmer's Almanac, the last time a full moon fell on Halloween was 1944. This full moon follows the harvest moon on October 1st. A blue moon is when two full moons fall in the same month. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
So the What's on Your Mind closing argument for all things we hold dear, fighting for freedom in this great country that our grandfathers, fathers, loved ones, brothers, sisters have fought and died for. On the program Monday, will include Mike Lindell. I just couldn't resist. I just don't know that there's anybody. You know, here's a guy who makes pillows, invented pillows. He is selling pillows, but he throws everything in the way of his business to the side and goes all in to elect President Trump and all causes conservative. I just think it's amazing. And he really does it well. So we're going to talk with him. He's the last voice we'll hear. Also, Dinesh D'Souza, who has a new movie out. You can get on pay-per-view or whatever the downloads are now. Trump Card. Trump Card is the title of the book. You may remember we had him on talking about the movie coming. Well, it's here, so we'll talk to Dinesh D'Souza. Somebody knows a little bit about the long arm of government when they don't like what you say. Kev, have you got Senator Daines yet?
Not yet. Okay, not yet. Waiting for that line to ring.
All right. Senator Kramer is here in the Talk Radio Commonwealth.
There he's ringing right now.
Oh, okay. Kevin, you got us?
Hey, good morning. This is Senator Steve Daines.
Oh, hey, Senator. How are you?
Hey, Steve, this is Kevin. I don't know if we're on the radio, but...
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, everybody's on.
I can hear you, too.
Yeah, we had a little juggling act today with getting
probably
everybody on.
Probably either one of us is on the radio, because I'm not hearing anything else.
All right, and let's do this.
We called in on sort of individual lines rather than the network lines. So
we can do this a little more...
Okay, hopefully they'll figure it out. If not, we'll hang up and call back.
No, you're both... Can you not hear me, Kevin?
Is this the right number to call into?
Yeah, Kevin, they can't hear me.
Yeah, somehow you and I are...
I don't know why they can't hear you.
I'm talking and they're not listening.
Hang on, let me try and figure this out.
That'd be good. All right, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-271-1100. You can call Todd. He'd love to talk to you. 701-258-0550. Wouldn't you, Todd? Of course you would. You're waiting for that. Our friend
happens all the time.
That's right, CJ at DAC Diesel. He is the man. He's got a team there. They live, breathe, sleep, and eat diesel. Just want you to know, they live, breathe, sleep, and eat diesel. So, now get me to a situation where I got a tractor, I got a truck, I got a rig. It's not working as diesel. Who do you want working on it? Who do you want working on it? Of course you want folks like DAC Diesel on the job. Of course you do, because that's all they do. CJ grew up in it. So DakDiesel.com, next time you need some diesel repair, DakDiesel.com, or call them at 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011. Senator Kevin Cramer, would you introduce your special guest for us, please? Yeah. Senator Daines, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, you bet.
All right. For some reason, Senator Cramer is not, and we're going to have him call.
I can hear you now.
Oh, yeah, now you okay, wow. I don't know what just happened, but it doesn't matter. Senator Cramer, go ahead and introduce your guest formally for us here, and we'll chat.
Well, so Senator Steve Daines of Montana is one of the really, really good guys in the Senate. He and I were classmates together in the House. He prompted me to take the plunge into the Senate after he got over there 6 years ago, and he's a great friend. We're kindred spirits on many things, from public lands, preservation, conservation, to the most important part, that is the appropriate use of public lands for all things, not just recreational, but commercial, including the opportunity to hike and bike and enjoy, as well as mine and create jobs and opportunity and national security with energy resources. And he's in a strong battle for re-election with the Montana governor, Steve Bullock. And I'm just telling you that Steve Daines is the man. And so I'm just grateful that he's taken some time to join us today. So welcome to Talk Radio Town Hall, Steve.
Hey, Kevin, thank you. Yeah, this is Senator Steve Daines of Montana, and Kevin's been a great friend, and I was so glad when Kevin decided to run for the U.S. Senate and when he won that seat, because right now the future of our country hinges on a couple of key Senate races, and one of those is right here in Montana. If my opponent, who's the current governor of Montana, Steve Bullock, if he wins this race, many believe that flips the majority control to Chuck Schumer. That would be devastating to give Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer free reign in Washington, D.C. This would be devastating for our Montana energy jobs. So much of our economy in eastern Montana depends on a balanced approach to life. In other words, allowing an all-of-the-above energy portfolio to support the Keystone Pipeline, to support energy jobs, to support the coal jobs, to support the Second Amendment. By the way, I know so many who are listening here are strong supporters of the Second Amendment. And I can tell you something. My opponent, Steve Bullock, called for the ban on semi-automatic firearms when he ran for president for a brief period of time, standing on the stage with Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. My jaw dropped. I'm a fifth generation in Montana. I thought the governor of Montana just supports a ban on semi-automatic firearms. And so there's so much at stake right now. And we just wanted to make sure we got the word out to our good friends there on both sides of the border there, Montana, North Dakota. We got a lot of Montanans who listen. For those who are tuning in from Montana, there's one message I've got, and that is please get out and vote. The left folks voted early. The right folks, the Republicans, the conservatives, the patriots, they're the ones who are left to vote. They like to vote close to Election Day. I'm just urging folks to get out and vote. When Conrad Burns lost the U.S. Senate race in 2006, it came down to 3,600 votes. That's 30 votes per county we needed to flip, 30 votes per county. And so for my good friends out there on the eastern side of Montana, God's country out there, we need to get out and vote.
I want to ask you a little bit about the energy front. You know, obviously, North Dakota and into Montana, there's some eastern Montana, at least, there's some extraordinary resources of oil and gas, and you have obviously a pretty good contrast in this race where you got Biden saying I'm done, and talk about the difference between you and Bullock on energy, Steve.
Yeah, well, listen, it's pretty clear. Bullock opposed the Keystone Pipeline. I support it. In fact, when you think about the threats to our energy jobs right now in America, it's not just the U.S. Senate and the House. If we gave control to Pelosi and Schumer and the new Green Deal went forward, that'd be devastating. But the other issue is the courts. You know, Kevin Cramer and I both voted for Amy Coney Barrett. She'll be a great Supreme Court justice. Bullock opposed Amy Coney Barrett. Bullock will support these liberal judges. Like, we're in the Ninth Circuit Court in Montana. We call it the Ninth Circus Court. You know, that's a California-based court. It's very liberal. And so these lifetime appointments that go on the bench for the circuit courts and the Supreme Court, it can have a big impact on energy jobs. Bullock supports a carbon tax. I oppose a carbon tax. A carbon tax is a direct threat to about 35,000 Montana energy jobs. So there's just a number of differences that we hold between the two of us, and that's why it's so important for our economy, for hardworking Montanans, that we don't allow Steve Bullock to go back there. He'll be another pawn of Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. They can say they're going to be moderate. They can come back to Montana and say, you know, I'm moderate. So, but if they go back to D.C., they'll line up right there with Chuck Schumer, just like we've seen time and time again.
Well, Scott, you know, we know a lot. There are a lot of listeners from Weibo to Glendive to Sydney that are listening to this and might think that, you know, Steve Daines is so popular in their part of the state they don't have to worry about this. But remember, every vote matters. We need them all. That's what's at stake. And then you think of this Judge Brian Morris that tried to apply his Keystone ruling to every pipeline in the country, to the point where the Supreme Court had to put a hold on it. That's a federal judge that Steve Bullock recommended for appointment in the Ninth Circuit. That's just huge, huge, huge. That's how important this race is to everybody in eastern Montana.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, and Kevin, thanks for bringing that up, Kevin. Because here's what we got. You know, the folks out in eastern Montana have a clearer view of reality than some of the folks over in, let's just say, other parts of our state where we've got to battle liberal counties. It's going to be these eastern Montana counties that are going to win this election for us. And we've got to have our patriots out there on the eastern side of Montana who are showing up and voting here to offset some of the challenges we face in places like Missoula and even Bozeman, which is my hometown. I'm a Bobcat. I'm a chemical engineer from Montana State. But face it, we've had a lot of folks move into Gallatin County from California, and it's shifting our politics. And that's why, as Kevin just said, we've got to make sure the good folks in eastern Montana show up and they get those ballots delivered, show up on election day where you're going to have same-day voting, and get it done. And as Kevin said, this Brian Morris was the judge he's one of Bullock's buddies. It's Brian Morris who ruled to stop the Keystone Pipeline on these crossings. And as Kevin said, it's a threat to all pipelines. This is a threat to pipelines across North Dakota, Montana, Wyoming. And that's why we got to make sure that we don't allow Bullock to get back to Washington, D.C. And I'm humbly asking for our voters out there in eastern Montana to please get your ballots in, and let's have a great day on Election Day.
Well, we wish you luck and appreciate the time today on the program. Not every day we get 2% of the United States Senate on the radio together, same time. I think the only time we did that was when Kramer, you know, stuck a phone in Mike Rounds' ear in the cloakroom to talk about some livestock bill or something. But
Scott, we could probably patch in Mike Rounds if you want to have 3%. How's that?
And then Jason Lewis from his hospital bed. We'll get this Senate staying.
Can't swing a dead cat around here without hitting a senator.
Oh my word! No, let's not drive your ratings down by doing that, all right?
Yeah, there you go. Senator Daines, thank you very much. Good luck to you. We know, as you laid out, challenging times politically in Montana, but we know the history and the ruggedness and the individual, you know, and the way Montanans are, very much like North Dakotans, so we're wishing you luck. Go get them.
Well, I'll tell you, we had Ted Cruz here in Montana yesterday. Ted and I did rallies in Billings, then over at Hamilton for Valley County. On Saturday, Donald Trump Jr. is coming to Montana. So one of the last stops he's going to make before the election is right out here to Montana. So it shows you how important this race is, because Donald Trump Jr. is in demand everywhere right now. He's going to be up in Kalispell on Saturday night. It'll be Halloween night. It's going to be trick-or-treat here with Donald Trump Jr.
Wow.
That's how we're going to close this race out.
By the way, that means two things. One, he loves Steve Daines and wants him in the U.S. Senate, and he has to do some fly fishing. But that's okay.
We'll probably give him a rifle and chase some mules here maybe as well. We'll see what happens.
Take care. More coming up, folks.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is. And we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today, of the research studies, you know, the reduction of Alzheimer by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks 2, and, of course, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
PetroServe USA, home to home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus a great deal on drinks. Any size drink, 79 cents. Coffee, Fountain Pop, Cappuccino, and Lewis and Clark. Come on in to PetroServe USA. Nestle Pure Life Water, 28 packs for $3.99. Jack Link's Extra Tender for $3.59. Two K-Chill Liquid Shots for $10, or 3 5-Hour Energy for $4 each. PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Tell them Scott sent you. Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann, the Buick GMC. Fall here. Get ready. I know we had some snow. I know it's going to be mild for a few days, but winter will be coming back. 4x4s, over 100 trucks and SUVs, most of Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Late model Yukon, Suburbans, Acadias, trucks, all makes and models, payments to fit every budget. And Schwann needs your trade, too. Stop by and see what yours is worth. You might be surprised. Hurry in for the best selection. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. Online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
We're also powered by MyPillow here. If you're looking for a great deal, spend a little time browsing this weekend. These are great gifts. These are great ways to improve your sleep, which improves your health. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Or call them at 800-506-9028. Talked to Eric Trump earlier this morning, and we'll have this up on our websites for you as well on the Facebook pages for folks, because we're not going to have a chance to play it all. But I asked him this question, Senator Cramer, and I know that he used his decision-making process and whether to run in advocating and ultimately convincing you to consider running. But I asked Eric, I said, look, after all of this, I mean, my gosh, who would have known if you'd have known about the FBI and Russia, and all the things they're going to say at you and throw at you and impeachment and everything else, would you and the rest of your family, would you still tell them to run? Here's what he said.
Yes, honestly, because we love this country. And because I really believe, you know, I believe that somebody had their hand on this process, somebody from above. You know, there's no way we would have survived this had they not. I mean, Hillary Clinton raised, you know, $1.5 billion. My father raised $300 million. We didn't know anything about politics. We did it as a family. They had the entire media. It was, you know, all in their corner. Somebody had their hand on this process, and I really believe no one else would have stood a chance. I mean, the amount of punches and the amount of arrows and the amount of bullets he's taken, and frankly, we as a family have taken. I mean, we wake up in the morning, we get punched, and we go to bed at night, and we're still getting punched. And but you know what? You know, we have a really thick armor, and we have the ability to fight back, and we have tremendous backbone. And my father's a fighter, and thank God this country has a fighter in it, because we haven't had a fighter in a very long time. I mean, we were giving away our nation to other countries. China was. They were just destroying us. They were using and abusing us. So was NATO and the European Union and Mexico and just about everyone else around the world. And finally, we have somebody standing up and just look at the results in 3.5 years. And
what do you think of that answer?
I think it's the absolute perfect answer, Scott. I mean, I would play that from now until Election Day, because he's exactly right. And I want this is important, I think, for a lot of Trump supporters to hear. You know, I talk to a lot of my colleagues, obviously, every day when I'm in Washington. And just last week, in visiting with some people, and I'm not going to name any names, but they would surprise you, members of the Senate who you might consider to be never Trumpers, members of the Senate who are far more conservative than populist, who have so much respect for this very point that Eric's talking about, separating just for a minute the divine intervention that clearly it was involved in his election and will clearly be involved when lightning strikes twice, by the way. But setting that aside for a minute, the fight in Donald Trump, his recognition of things that, by the way, previous Republican presidents have seen and suspected but never dared take the risk to pull the trigger on, like China, like being willing to test our country's 20% of the economy leverage that we have against these bullies. Donald Trump has that fight in him. He understands that leverage. He was willing more than anything else to take the risks necessary to discipline these countries. And today there are a lot more believers than there were before he ran last time. Now, there are still never Trumpers. Don't get me wrong. Jeff Flake is incurable, clearly. Incurable. And he's going to be embarrassed again, as though losing the Senate, you know, losing the Senate seat wasn't embarrassing enough. Yeah, absolutely, Eric has nailed it, and it's very refreshing just to hear him say that to you this morning.
I thought so, too. I thought pretty amazing. Barry and Bismarck, question for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Barry. Barry, are you there?
Hello?
Go ahead, Barry.
Hi, Barry. Dana, good.
Oh, I don't know. We got. Let me see if I have my lines crossed again here. Hang on a sec. Yeah, is this Nate?
This is Nate. Good morning, Scott.
Okay, well, just go, Nate. What's your question for Senator Cramer?
Well, it's good morning, Senator. As I was talking with Scott earlier in the week, I have found that in the official press secretary release in April of 2014, the U.S. crisis support for Ukraine, Obama was sending over many technical teams and working with the European Bank for reconstruction and development to teach Ukraine fracking and horizontal drilling. We sent teams from Exxon over and from North Dakota to teach Ukraine and Russia fracking in Ukraine in the Obama administration, and they were making a lot of money doing that. But here in America, fracking was being regulated, and they were trying to ban it. And I was wondering if you had any knowledge of that, Senator Cramer, and if you had anything to say about that.
Well, I've met with the Exxon folks in Ukraine, actually, at Astana. Obviously, they're an American company working with Ukraine, not so much Russia, but working with Ukraine on their own development and opportunities to sort of, frankly, to break free of Russia and to provide a lifeline to other parts of Europe. I'm not as familiar with the fracking piece of it as the pipeline pieces of it. So, yeah, no, I'm quite familiar that they were involved over there, but the hypocrisy that you're getting at, the hypocrisy of policy, is nothing new. I mean, the very idea, for example, that the Paris Accord, the idea that we would allow, and which is why I wish we were in the Paris Accord, frankly, to change this, but that we would allow other countries to pollute for decades at a higher level than we're polluting currently.
And claim to be concerned about the environment. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And claim to be concerned about the environment on a global basis. It's hypocrisy.
I need a post-it note for every one of these outrages, and the room would be yellow. Unbelievable. It's just crazy. Senator Kramer, drive safely. Malik, a little bit of Fogger.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October 2020 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: 1,743 acres in Kidder, 156 in Stutzman, 312 in McLean, 757 in Montreal, 160 in Slope, 199 in Dunn, 960 in Billings, 475 in Grant, 792 in Henninger, and 240 acres in Wharton County. View all of these Piper auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.